The Pali term vitti, P-I-T-I, can be translated as rapture, can be translated as refreshment. It's related to a verb that means to drink. As you sit here meditating, you should get some pleasure out of the meditation, and not just pleasure, a sense of energy. And John Lee makes this point when he stresses meditation instructions. He says, start with some good long, deep in and out breaths. Because as the mind is calm already, then you just sit here getting more and more calm. You can tend to drift away, blur out. You're trying to create a state of concentration in which there is energy. And this is what the vitti provides. It's food for the mind, food for the body. As the Buddha says, when we're meditating, get the mind into concentration, we feed off of the rapture, we feed off the refreshment, like the radiant Brahmas. Whose food is second jhana, which is where the rapture is strongest, the refreshment is strongest. And the Buddha says, we have this potential within the body and in the mind for rapture, for refreshment. The question is, where is it? He doesn't say. And John Lee helps with his explanation of the factors of jhana. There are five altogether. There's directed thought, evaluation, singleness of preoccupation, and then there's rapture and pleasure. The first three are the causes. You direct your thought to the breath, and then you evaluate how the mind is relating to the breath. You get so that the breath fills your awareness of the body. And it's the one thing that you're focused on. So the work there is with the evaluation. What kind of sensations are you looking for? As John Lee talks about, the sense of rapture being a kind of fullness. It's not full like your stomach's being full and you're not pumping air into your lungs. It's more like a fullness in the blood vessels, a fullness in the nerves. They feel just right. Kind of like Goldilocks, not too hot, not too cold, just right. Not too much pressure, not too little pressure. What you might want to do is find a spot in the body where it feels like the blood vessels are full. It might be your hands, might be the middle of the chest. And as you breathe in, try not to have a sense that you're pushing breath in. And as you breathe out, you're not squeezing the breath out. After all, you're trying to create a sense of fullness. And if you squeeze things out like a toothpaste tube, it's going to be hard for a sense of fullness to develop. So you want to breathe in with a sense of fullness, breathe out with a sense of fullness. And the blood vessels, in, say, in your hands or in the middle of the chest are undisturbed by the in-breath or the out-breath. See if you can find that sensation and then protect it. The word that John Fuang would use in Thai is prakong, which means you hover around it, protecting it. Same way you have a child who's just learned how to walk. You don't grab hold of the child because you want the child to walk on its own, but at the same time you don't want the child to fall. So you hover around. And you're balanced right in the present moment, not leading to the future, not leading back to the past. You're poised right here with a sense of being just right all the way in, just right all the way out. As you get more and more absorbed in this, then as the sensation of just right begins to expand, allow it to expand. Don't push it, don't pull it. Just think of it radiating out from there on its own. And then try to maintain that. So you're just right in the present moment. Nothing's being squeezed, nothing's being pulled, nothing's being pushed. Everything feels balanced. And as it's allowed to maintain itself, that sense of fullness will grow more intense. Now, the intensity is not necessarily a measure of the power of your concentration. It's more a measure of how much your body and mind have been starved of energy. If it's been starved, then when the sensation of rapture comes along, it can be really intense. I've seen people swaying back and forth, talking about how feelings of cold and hot go whoop, the body. I knew one woman one time actually started chanting a poem just out of the power of the rapture. But it's usually a sign that the body has been starved of energy up to now. So when the rapture comes, it comes on strong. It's like drinking a glass of water. If you've been coming across the desert for a couple of days, hot, tired, and finally get to a place where there's a cool glass of water, the first touch of the water to your lips, your whole body seems to rejoice. It goes spreading through the body. And the feeling can be really intense. But if you've been drinking water every day, just had a glass of water a few hours ago, the new glass of water may be refreshing, but it's not, the response is not all that strong. So if the sense of rapture or fullness is not all that strong, don't worry. Just protect what you've got. This is an important point in the meditation. You read descriptions of how the meditation goes, and you have ideas about what the pleasure is, what the rapture is, what the intensity of absorption is. You may hear of lights appearing, intense physical sensations, and it's not happening to you. Well, don't throw away what you've got. Strong concentration comes from protecting your weak concentration. Whatever concentration you've got, build on that. Whatever sense of fullness there is in the body, build on that. Maybe weak in the beginning, but allow it some space. Don't interfere with it. And it'll grow. The important thing is that whatever intensity of energy your body needs, this will provide it. And if it's not all that strong, it's a sign the body doesn't need all that much energy to begin with. It's already energized. If it is strong, don't necessarily encourage it. You don't try to stop it. Some people have very intense feelings of rapture. But remember, when we talk about the rapture, that's the result. Keep your attention with the causes, which is the fact that you're directing your thought to the breath, you're evaluating the breath. The breath is your foundation. Don't leave your foundation. You create the causes and the results will have to come. So even though the sense of bitti, rapture, refreshment is something you're looking for, you can't make it the object of your meditation. The object of the meditation has to be the breath. Sense of being just right with the breath. Maintaining that sense of balance. And as for the rapture and the refreshment, they'll come on their own. This is what keeps the meditation alive. As John Fung said, it's like having a motor. If the motor doesn't have a lubricant, you use it, use it, use it, and it begins to seize up. But if there's a sense of this fullness, refreshment, then the meditation can go for a long time. You'll finally get to the point where it begins to seem excessive and you want something calmer. Well, just focus your attention on a breath and energy that's calmer, more refined. It's like tuning your radio. You're listening to some heavy metal music. And finally, you've had enough. You want something calming. You switch the channel. The radio stays at the same place. You just change the dial. There is a more refined level of energy in the body. Focus in on that. And then the rapture will stay for a while, and then it'll begin to grow calm too. But as long as it feels good, stick with it. Because it's a sign the body does need the energy. The mind does need the energy. Some people are in a hurry to move on to the next step, Well, the reason we have steps is because each step performs a function. And you want to make sure that this function is fully met.